Hi, I'm Dave DeWitt, and today I'd like to talk about the age-old question of predestination and free will. There are at least three questions we need to answer. Did God predetermine everything that happened, the big things, or just some of those things? Do we have real unhindered free will to choose, or is our choice manipulated by God? Can predestination and free will choice both be possible? Logically, this podcast will be making the point that both predestination and free will are 100% true. God predetermined in his eternal plan every single event that ever happens. However, we humans also have complete unhindered free will to make real choices. If God is not sovereign over everything, then he's not God. And if we cannot make real free will choices, then we're not humans. Here's the definitions I'm using. Predestination is predetermining destiny. Free will is the ability to make choices. Here are a few passages that confirm predestination. In 2 Kings 19:25, God says, "Have you not heard? Long ago I did it. From ancient times I planned. Now I brought it to pass." Isaiah 14:24 reads, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely just as I have intended, so it will happen, and just as I have planned, so it will stand." Revelation 17:17 explains the actions of the godless forces against Christ's second coming by saying, "For God has put it in their hearts to execute his purpose until the words of God should be fulfilled." There's no such thing as an accident. Everything's part of God's purpose, and all of his purposes are carried out. If we neglect the concept of God's complete sovereign plan, we must ignore many verses of the Bible. Suppose we ask the question, "Did God plan for me to stub my toe?" Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Therefore do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows." This is from Matthew 10. In the same way that God is sovereign over sparrows and the hairs of your head, he's sovereign over everything. Ephesians 1:11 tells us that God works all things after the counsel of his will. Suppose a housewife on her way out the door to get groceries stubs her toe while getting her children ready. She sits down for a minute and rubs her toe and then she goes on. Pain goes away. Insignificant, perhaps, but perhaps not. What if a few seconds' hesitation caused her to be just enough behind her original schedule so that a moving van going down the street will have passed, which otherwise would have hit her broadside, killing one of her children? Can we reasonably conclude that God controls the well-being of our children, but not the stubbing of toes or the movement of traffic? Our salvation is predetermined. Paul wrote, "He chose us in him before the foundation of the world," in Ephesians 1:4. In Ephesians 1:11, he wrote, "Also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things according to his will." In Romans 8:30, "And who he predestined, these he called, and who he called, he also justified, and who he justified, he also glorified." So what about free will? If there's anything clear from the pages of Scripture, it's that man is responsible for his decisions. Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden because they were held responsible for their sinful choices. In Genesis 6, we read, "Thus Noah did according to all that God had commanded him, so he did." In other words, he chose to obey God. "Choose life," God told Israel, "in order that you may live," in Deuteronomy 30:19. their life depended on their choice. The old prophet Samuel told the disobedient King Saul, "The Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever." But he also told him, "God was not going to do that because you, Saul, have not kept what God commanded." Paul's writings are full of commands. We are free to choose to obey or not, like, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. Wives, be subject to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Devote yourself to prayer. Conduct yourself with wisdom towards outsiders." He also wrote, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he's done, whether good or bad." Since we're responsible for our choices, we must conclude that we have real unhindered free will. If we neglect the concept of man's complete free will choice, we must cross out verses on every page of our Bible. Every time a person in the Bible makes a decision, it was that person's real choice. Paul said, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive a reward." Salvation's a choice. Salvation's our choice. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the one who wishes take from the water of life without cost." Prayer is our choice. God commands us to pray without ceasing. He says the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. He also tells us to pray persistently, thankfully, and many other ways which require responsible choices. After Moses prayed in Exodus 32, we read, "So the Lord changed his mind about the harm which he said he would do to his people." Both can be true logically. Logic says a thing and its opposite cannot both be true. For example, if the Bible said God predestined everything and God did not predestine everything, that would be a contradiction. But the Bible says God predestined everything, and it never says he does not predestine everything. The Bible says people have free will. It never says they do not have free will. Predestination is what God does. Free will is what man does. So there's no contradiction here. Putting the two together is simply an area where we do not have enough knowledge. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law." We should notice that the same is true in the natural universe. Light is a wave and light is a particle. Both can be easily demonstrated. But a wave cannot be a particle, and a particle cannot be a wave. Time is a constant, yet the faster we move, the slower time moves. It's called time dilation. It can be observed, but not explained. Unexplainable things are not the same as contradictions. So some questions and answers. Did God predestine everything that happens, the big things, or just some of those things? Answer, to say small things are not part of God's predetermined plan allows for the possibility of accidents. Then chance would be in control rather than God. Question, do we have real unhindered free will to choose, or is our choice manipulated by God? Answer, every command of the Bible, every moral decision we are to make, and every human evaluation requires real choice. Question, can predestination, free will, choice both be possible logically? Answer, we don't have enough information to know how both are true. But clearly, every page of the Bible teaches both. Thank you for listening. A longer paper on this subject is available on our website, relationalconcepts.org.